This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 134 for Friday, November 4th. ICE canola futures are mostly lower on Friday, losing their gains from earlier in the session. At the final settlement, the January canola contract bumps up $1.50 at $8.98.40 per ton, and the March contract is down $1.80 at $8.95.30 per ton. Support for vegetable oils is coming from a surge in global crude oil prices. That came following China's announcement it will ease its zero COVID policy. There are sharp upticks in the Chicago soy complex and more modest increases in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. An analyst says the next resistance level for January canola is $950 per ton. A system moving across the prairies over the weekend is to bring snow or rain to the region, of which parts became quite dry this fall. The Canadian Grain Commission reports a 61% drop in canola exports for the week ending October 30th. A little under 130,000 tons of the Canadian oilseed were sent overseas. However, the year-to-date of 1.6 million tons remains ahead of this time last year. With the spike in crude oil and the weakening of the United States dollar, the Canadian dollar climbs higher on Friday. The loonie jumps to 74.01 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 72.73. Ahead of the next supply and demand report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture on Wednesday, the trade projects a 6% increase in the U.S. soybean carryout at 212 million bushels. Market expectations for the corn carryover is 1.21 billion bushels, up 3%. Wheat ending stocks are predicted to bump up slightly at 578 million bushels. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Friday. The January contract climbs 25 cents at $14.62 per bushel. December soy oil adds nearly 1.9 cents at 77.17 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal is up $6.10 at $420.40 per short ton. Corn futures are slightly higher on Friday, as the December contract is up 2 cents at $6.81 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher as well, with its December contract rising 6 cents at $3.91. The U.S. wheat complex is stronger, with Chicago December advancing 7 cents at $8.48. Kansas City December increases 12 cents at $9.53. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December adds 11.5 cents at $9.54. A reminder that those areas of North America using daylight savings time, they will fall back 1 hour on Sunday. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, November 4th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.